Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo, and welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to Vivid Life Radio. So the platform that Celebrate Your Life radio show comes to you from is Vivid Life. And thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis, you have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every single day of the week. And if you visit their website at vividlife.me, you really have an opportunity to take a look at fantastic articles from spiritual teachers from all over the world. So check it out at vividlife.me. And a quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the very first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual organization called Mishka Productions. And my co-creation partner, Ariel Wolf, who is my mother and is now in spirit, she and I started Mishka Productions with a phone line in her dining room in 1995, so we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And Mishka Productions creates spiritual events with some of the top spiritual teachers, New York Times bestselling authors and visionaries and great minds and thinkers of our time. And we bring them together all for a fantastic signature event that we call Celebrate Your Life. And so through the Celebrate Your Life radio show, we're giving you kind of a taste of the conference, of the Celebrate Your Life conference here on the radio show. And just a note, our next Celebrate Your Life conference is coming up in Chicago on June 12th through 15th. And check out our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org. And don't forget that org on the end of Celebrate Your Life. And some of our featured presenters include Iyanla Levan Zandt, and she's got her own TV show on the OWN Network, and best-selling author Neil Donald Walsh of Conversations with God, and spiritual mediums John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, Lisa Williams, and our guest today is a featured presenter at Celebrate Your Life in Chicago, and I'm so excited to welcome her to the show because she happens to be my own personal spiritual business mentor. And so Casey Miller is the Chief Spiritual Officer and founder and director of the award-winning private college, the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts, and it is one of the largest providers of holistic wellness education in the country, and they offer on-campus courses, and what's really fabulous is that they also offer online programs. And Casey has done, I mean, she's just done so much, and she is also the creator of Toe Reading, and she wrote a book called Toe Reading, Are You Walking Your Destined Path? So I'm so excited to welcome to the show Casey Miller.
Well, thank you. I'm very, very excited. And I love hearing you talk about your mother because I consider her my very good friend. And when I speak about her, I always say that she is in heaven overlooking every single thing that we do. And I mean that very, very sincerely. There are times where I go through my business day or my business life and I think about the conversations that she and I had. So I just love that you totally honor that she is still your partner in spirit.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, she gave me a very clear message yesterday. A really clear message.
Like,
it was really funny.
Into it, and so what was her message?
Well, I had been praying in the morning and meditating as I do in the mornings and asking for some clear guidance. And, you know, we've got the Chicago event coming up and wanted some really great guidance on it. And I said, please, please give me a message that you're here with me. And I said that to my angels as well. So later on in the day, actually after I left work last night, I ran to the shoe store because I needed to get a pair of Birkenstocks. Now, I've never worn Birkenstocks. My mom used to wear Birkenstocks all the time. And the reason I needed them was because my legs are hurting me a little bit because we have a home that has all tile and wood floors. And my sister said to me, you need a pair of Birks. And I said, oh, no, I'm not wearing Birkenstocks, because we used to tease my mom about our Birkenstocks. So I go to the store, and I'm shopping, and this adorable young woman comes up to me with this big, gorgeous hair, And she says, how can I help you? I said, well, I'm looking for Birkenstocks. I don't know if you carry them or not. She said, yes, we do. Well, she starts pulling everything off the shelves for me with Birkenstocks and everything you can imagine. And we start to chat. And I said, oh, my mother used to wear Birkenstocks, and I can't believe I'm wearing Birks. And she said, oh, they're so comfortable. They're great for your feet. And then she started to walk away. She goes, just let me know if you need any help. My name is Arielle.
Oh, my goodness. Now, see, That's exactly what my new piece of work that I'm to be presenting at Celebrate Your Life is all about. It's about doing our business, realizing that spirit is there to direct us, even if it's an oversoul like Arielle working with us. I love that story. In fact, I may use that story. I love that story.
And she spelled her name exactly the way Arielle used to spell it, the exact spelling and everything.
But see, imagine that we began to do our business that way every day, that we were in this conversation. We can call it prayer, we can call it meditation, but we're in a conversation about our business life, and that we're saying, Spirit, guide, masters, allow me to present to you the needs of my business life. And when I say business life, there's always a hyphen. There's no separation between the way our life is and the way our business is. And that we begin to expect that we're going to get these messengers just the way you live your life. And that's what I'm so very, very excited about. For the longest time, my work in the world was toe reading, and I always credit Celebrate Your Life as being the place that we were able to take it to a bigger place. From that, what I've come to realize is that we have helped people around the world create businesses from being able to be soul coaches. They can call themselves toe readers, psychics, soul coaches, life coaches. The point of it is that if we begin to understand that the fast track, the spiritual evolution, is using our business as the way that we look at the spiritual lessons of our life.
Absolutely. You know, Casey, I'm going to have you back up just a little bit because I think it's important that listeners really know who you are, you know, where you've come from, what you've created. I mean, SWIHA, and that's the acronym for the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts, again, is one of the largest holistic wellness colleges in the country. And it's accredited, correct?
It is. It's nationally accredited so that students that are eligible for Title IV funding, just like they would do at a community college or a university, can use them at the college, both online and on campus.
Yeah, so start a little bit at the beginning. Okay, I mean, I know the story is kind of long, but just take a couple of minutes and introduce to the audience of who you are, of where you started and how you came about the idea of SWIHA. And then, of course, that went into the yoga school, and then that went into the aesthetic school as well. So, I mean,
a deep breath back, I would say that my business life started in an organization that you and your mother and I were a part of. And it was a business organization, a networking group of women. And our commitment was that we would vision and help one another to really grow up their best self. And so that's how I knew your mother. And for years, that was the way that we were in the world. We networked, we worked with one another. During that time, as strange as it was, I ended up becoming a massage therapist, ended up starting a school. So it's like, you know, I had always done marketing and public relations before that, just for a period of my life. Spirit says, you need to stop and be a massage therapist. Like, okay. That was so that I could start a school that was a massage school. Okay. The next thing was, you need to do more than massage. You need to do all sorts of holistic modalities, including nutrition and mind-body psychology classes. Like, okay. What happened is I began to say yes to spirit. When I was real clear that it wasn't my ego talking and it was a message, I began to get very spiritually reliable. And I would say, okay, yes, yes, yes. From that, every step of the way, we became a very credible community college. We call it a college community, and it seems like it just keeps growing. We now have over 1,000 students between on-campus and online that we are helping to become holistic entrepreneurs, that they are in the world learning ways to serve others. And the bigger part of what I have found my mission is to be a mentor to those people that want to create sustainable incomes out of being real in the world. In other words, they don't want what they do in their business life to be any different than their personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And that
you want to wake up every day with passion in your heart and excitement.
Absolutely.
For doing the work that you do in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, you've been doing it for 20 years. The Southwest Institute of Healing Arts is going into our 24th year. I feel like you and I are some of the luckiest people in the world because we do wake up and say, I love my job. Spirit, where am I to serve today? Who am I to talk with? How is this all to show up? So the long and short of it is that I was able a long time ago to align with people that had like minds, and that I grew my business up through this whole idea of masterminding. And for me, when I see the popular TV program Shark Tank, it always like, Shark Tank. And I don't know, there's a part of me that just cringes because it feels competitive and it feels confrontive. And that's not at all the way that I've ever done my business nor the way that you've ever done yours. And so the term Spirit Tank came, and that was the beginning of holding other people's businesses in a way that when I succeed, you succeed. And that's what I love about Celebrate Your Life. Everybody comes together to speak their message, but it's to up-level everyone. And so that's the way that I want to offer everyone to hold their business. Imagine that it's not a competitive, that the more that I succeed, you succeed. The more you succeed, the more the next person succeeds. And that the masterminding success is that we all come from a spirit-directed way. Sometimes I'll get messages for your business. You may get it for mine. Or imagine that someone else says, let's have a committed partnership where we're visioning our businesses together, how we can better serve, and we just begin to network. To me, it's almost like I see this spiritual matrix, and it's almost like a stairway to the heavens, and that the oversouls like Ariel, as well as the great masters, the Christ, the Buddha, they're serving on our board of directors if we would work from a place of that consciousness.
I call you and I'm like sweating and saying, Casey, I need some advice. I mean, you have been such a wonderful guide for me with Mishka Productions and Celebrate Your Life. I mean, I've told you this thousands of times and I write about it and tell other people. But you really, and I'm letting the listeners know this, Casey's really underselling herself. I mean, she has been hugely, hugely successful in the different, you know, institutes that she's created here in Arizona and also online, which I think is amazing. So someone in France can be taking these programs and helping people create careers in the holistic genre. And I just think that's so wonderful. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we want to talk more about what you have created. Instead of Shark Tank, you have created Spirit Tank. And we want to talk about that and what you'll be teaching at Celebrate Your Life. We've been talking with Casey Miller. I'm Liz Dawn, and you've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
You were born great. You have amazing talent, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we've been having a fantastic conversation with Casey Miller, who is the Chief Spiritual Officer and Founder and Director of the award-winning private college, the Holistic College, the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. And I just want to mention your website so people can jump onto your website. And it's the acronym for the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts is SWIHA. So that's S as in Susan, W as in water, I as in India, H as in hello, A as in apple, .net.
No, .edu.
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 SWIHA.edu.
Right.
I was just on there, so I don't know why I didn't know that it was .edu. So it's SWIHA.edu, and definitely check that out, especially if you are looking for a career in holistic wellness education. I mean, it is just the most fantastic program in the country. So, Casey, before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about something that you've just recently created called Spirit Tank. So share with us about Spirit Tank.
Well, Spirit Tank is a holding space for co-success, co-creation. Spirit Tank is where a group of committed people come together to hold one another's business up to the light. And it's just been amazing. It's when one or more are gathered, spirit is there. And when you hold your business up to the light and imagine what could it create in the world, especially if you are co-creating with one another. It's been an amazing experience. I've been doing this now for about the last year, doing some business mentoring, and we do it in groups and really look at let's pray about one another's businesses, let's vision. It really goes back to some of the classic work that was done in Think and Grow Rich, but it's done in a new way. It's that there is no competition. It's that we're working together to make things happen. Originally, it started with all of the graduates of Southwest Institute of Healing Arts, that we would create these groups of people that had been going through together and help them to make sure that they didn't get into fear. So oftentimes, when we're making our way in the world and we're trying to create a sustainable business, it's like you get afraid. Well, what if this doesn't work? And what if? And it's like sometimes like stop it. And so it began to be little pods of support groups. Along the way, I have been reworking this classic piece of literature known as the Yoga Sutras. And so it's 108 Yoga Sutras or Business Sutras that we hold as fundamental beliefs around the way that we grow our business. And so what we've been working with is just groups of people that want to use spiritual guidelines in which to create something real in the world. So at Celebrate Your Life,
wow.
I'm so excited. I'll have an opportunity to give a presentation on this. But the most exciting thing is that there is the opportunity on the Friday before the conference to bring a group of people that are ready to take their business to the next level, whether it's a new business or it's an existing business that they want to take to the next level. And, oh, I've so been visioning and praying about the people that will be coming to this workshop that we will spend the day. And what will be so amazing is that I know that we'll be gathering people from all over the country. And we're specifically looking for people that want to hold the vision that whatever their business is can change the world based on the way that they hold their intention, they hold their mission, and that they hold this thought as a tank of spirit-directed entrepreneurs, or what I like to use as spiritpreneurs. So I, whether we have 12 people, 24 people, 36 people, whatever we draw into that workshop that is that Friday before the Celebrate Your Life conference,
it's fun.
It'll be magical.
Right, and just for those of you listening, because I know that everybody's going to want to be in this workshop, the seating is limited for this workshop. The URL to grab your seat is celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's celebrateyourlife.org, and just click on the Register Now page, and you can participate in Casey Miller's Spirit Tank. That's on Friday, June 12th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and that is in Chicago. And then we kick off the entire weekend that Friday night with a whole host of other speakers. Casey, really, I need to be in this workshop. You know that.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to be running around setting up the event. So we have to do that here in Arizona so I can be there.
Absolutely.
I love
that. And that really is the thought is, yes, you can be residential, and that's the fact that we're going to be in Chicago on the eve of this, of the 20th celebration. I mean, there can be, I can't even imagine the vibration could be any better.
I know.
Part of it is beginning to realize that when you go to Celebrate Your Life, even if you wouldn't end up in this workshop, the fact that you're at Celebrate Your Life, you're going to meet a group of people that are not there by accident. And those people may become your spirit tank, and that you then continue after the conference to stay connected with them, using the principles that are outlined in this workshop, as well as this whole paradigm of thinking.
Right, and it's so easy now. You know, it's so easy now. So,
yeah.
And, you know, people come from all over the world to Celebrate Your Life at Chicago. And so whether someone lives in Italy or someone's in the U.K. or in Arizona, no matter where you can stay in touch online. And that's the beauty of this. I love that you're doing this. I think it's so terrific.
So, yes, everything is just totally perfect. It's a perfect coming together that to have a chance to have the energy going into the 20th anniversary celebration, and that we're able to hear people talk about the Celestine Prophecy and talk about conversation with God. We take those threads, which is what a sutra is. A sutra means threads of wisdom, and we weave a sacred basket around our business, that it's not that we're here to just be elevated spiritually, but that our spiritual evolution flows in and through and around and holds the space from which we then operate forever. And from that, abundance comes. We
Absolutely.
Abundantly are able to bless and touch other people. And from that, the, quote, earthly cash flow that we need will appear as well. So, am I passionate about this? I'm not sure I've ever been as passionate about anything in my entire life. This is such an amazing piece of work that we can do together. And the fact that we're able to, you know, how's it on the Celebrate Your Life? How could it be any better? So no, I feel like I've done a lot of things in the world, Liz, but this piece of work helping us to understand that we are not in competition, that we all must hold together this like-mindedness, that if we want to see a change in the world, we'll change the frame from which we do business. And that business will be done from a spirit perspective. That to be devoid of spirit to me is to say that your business isn't a part of I stutter because I can't even imagine not wanting to hold your business in this deeply spiritual way. So it's been the way that I've done my business forever, the way that you've done it, the way that your mother taught us to do it. So, yes, I pray every day for those that will be called to come into the Spirit Tank Masterminding Your Success workshop in Chicago, that the perfect people will show up just the way that they do, and that they will learn for themselves, but I have this sense that they will go back into their own communities and create spirit tanks, holding visions of really changing the way that we do business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm so excited to have this launch at Celebrate Your Life, or have this,
yes,
you know, be at Celebrate Your Life, because, again, it's a very auspicious time for us at Mishka Productions. So can you give a couple of tips just really quickly, because we're about to close out, just a couple of tips for our listeners on what they can do, what they can start to do to kind of get in the mindset of really beginning to launch their own spiritual business?
Mm-hmm. The first is exactly what you did when you were praying for your Birkenstocks. You actually put it up to Spirit. Spirit, would you just guide me to my shoes? That is one of the main principles, is that we begin to understand that when we ask, as simple as it seems, whether we're looking for shoes, a new client, a direction, that we ask. Ask and ye shall receive, and that we fully expect that we're going to get guidance. And so that's number one, that we begin operating in a way that we ask and we expect Spirit to show up. Second is that we become very, very spiritually reliable. When Spirit gives us the idea or the inspiration, it's an invitation. Take that invitation. Just if you got the idea, think, oh, it's just a coincidence. No, think of it as a direct request from the highest Spirit possible, which is that wholeness that we have. So those are the first two things, is ask, and the second, expect that you're going to get an answer. Become extremely spiritually reliable. Oftentimes people will say, Casey, how do you continue to be so lucky? And I always say it's because Spirit asks of those that are reliable. I'm spiritually reliable, so I continue to be lucky. I get to do things because I answer the call when I hear
wow.
Spirit calling.
Say yes to Spirit. I love that. We
say
have
yes
to get
to
T-shirts for you. Say yes to Spirit, Casey Miller. That's it. That's your new T-shirt.
There it is. I love it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, wow. Casey, it has been such a joy to have you on the Celebrate Your Life radio show. And again,
we've been
talking with Casey Miller. You can find all about her work at sweha.edu. And let me spell that again. That's S as in Susan, W as in water, I as in India, H as in happy, A as in apple. So it's sweha.edu. Casey Miller is going to be teaching a full-day workshop at the upcoming Celebrate Your Life Chicago event on June 12th through 15th. Check out the website at celebrateyourlife.org. And thank you all so much for tuning into our Celebrate Your Life radio show. And again, thank you so much, Casey, for joining us today. All right, and we'll see you next Wednesday, or we'll be listening and talking next Wednesday.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on VividLife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.